Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to Thanksgiving week. Glory to God. Hey, we're a thankful people. And may I call your attention to the window behind me? You see that? That's real. Those flowers are in glory in my backyard.
We finally got it.
Now, and hey, now we can change the seasons on this. I've been believing for this ever since I could think about it. And we finally have it. And so, this is the first, of course, broadcast that's ever been ready for. But now next year, see, this will give us time to shoot footage of the different seasons. And, you know, here, I mean, we have four different seasons, and we'll be able to shoot footage. Next year, it'll be fall in that picture. And so, but that's actually Eagle Mountain Lake. That's actually glory in my backyard. Glory to God. And it's just so much fun to have something like that. Yeah. And if Jesus is your source, you can do cool things. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we do give you thanks. It is this marvelous in our eyes, the wonderful things that you're so willing to do for people, if the people will allow it. It has always been your will for your people to be well, for your people to prosper spirit, soul, and body, financially, socially, every way, all through life. And that life should be good. It should be a life filled with goodness and kindness and wellness and peace. Shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. And we give you thanksgiving and praise today that these things are true. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Brings tears to my eyes. I love Him so. Our golden text this Thanksgiving week will come from the book of Ephesians. What a great little book. These books, these are letters, as you know, and they should be read as a letter to you. And you read this letter, it's just six chapters long. But it's six dynamite. Yes. This is a gospel letter. And it's written to just plain old people. And he had to tell born again, tongue talking people, quit lying, quit stealing. And there's some great, great scriptures in here. But as I said, this will be our golden text. And so, from the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, and these are corrections and in all kindness and love by the great apostle. And so, when you go let's start at the. I look at the verse before it. Lord, where do you want me to start? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That's good. Let's look at the 23rd verse. No, 22nd verse. That you put off. You put it off.
Yes.
You. When an instruction comes from the Bible, we as believers cannot put off onto God what He's relegated to us. Because in each of these instructions, there's corresponding action to it. because you can take the instruction and not do anything about it. I remember when Kelly was just, I mean, just a little girl, and I took her into her room, and I opened, it's sliding doors, I opened her closet, and all of her stuff was just piled in there, and the door was shut. She had my hand. I said, Kelly, now you will straighten this closet out. Now here, I'm God here, you understand? You will straighten this closet out. I can just feel it. She pulled her little hand out of my hand. She looked up at me and said, Daddy, that's not my thought. I said, it is now, girl. It is your thought. Now, you get busy. But you see, that's a good illustration of that. It wasn't her thought. That was a polite way of saying, I'm not going to do it. But all I could do was tell her to do it. Now, that's not a spanking offense. There were spanking offenses from time to time. But that, of course, wasn't it. And I couldn't keep straight face. The difference between Kelly and John, I'd say, John, you're going to get a spanking over this. Okay. That's about it. So I could see this not doing any good. But now with Kelly, I'd say, Kelly, I'm going to spank you over there. Now, Daddy, just wait a minute. Now, listen, you don't want to do something you're going to regret here. Come on. Now, come on. But corresponding action is required. So now notice this. You put off concerning the former. Now, the conversation is actually in the Greek, way of life, your way of doing things. Put off concerning the former life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed. Now, he told the church at Rome that don't conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, here it's a little bit different. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, what does that mean? Go from this to this. The spirit of your mind. Yes, sir. Oh, tell me more. You know, I love it and I enjoy it when he corrects me. Amen. Sometimes it, you know, it's not all that fun, but yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Because God already knows what's coming.
Yes, he does.
And the spirit of your mind needs to be in that place where you say, okay, I have the victory and I don't care what's coming because I've cast all that care over on my God. Thank God. For 1 Peter chapter 5, casting the whole of my worries and cares over on Him, for He cares for us. Amen. So, and that you put off and you put on. You put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Look at it now. Wherefore, you, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Now, look, now get this one. This is, and particularly you in the radio and television audience, this is a vital key to toiling, working for a living, working, what the motive of your work must be love.
Yes.
Oh, I hate this job. Well, you have a job. Stop hating that job. Start saying with your mouth, I love this job. Jesus is the reason I have this job, and I'm very grateful and thank God for the better job that's on my way, on its way to me. Because He helped me get this one, and the one I love is on the way. Until then, I love this one.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. I am, glory to God, I get to go to work today. Yes. And so many people are having to stay home.
Yes.
Sick, lost their job.
Yes.
I'm working.
Yes.
Glory to God. Let me at them. Let him that stole steal no more. Look at this, church. But rather let him or her labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that is in need.
Yes.
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 Amen.
That's why we work.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the purpose of work.
Mm-hmm.
In God's eyes.
Yeah.
Because love gives. Love works to have to give. Because if you don't have anything, I mean, the very first fundamentals of life, if you don't have anything, any physical goods, and you don't have anything to give. Well, kind of. You have a smile.
Yes.
You're healthy. So get up and go to work. Brother Copeland, I don't have a job. Yes, you do. Your job is to be a witness.
Yes.
So you get out of the house and you start witnessing.
Yes.
And look around the house and find something there. Hey, somebody could use this.
Yes.
I'll sew this.
Yes.
Look at this. I could prepare something for someone. And just start giving. And here it'll come. That you may have to give to him that needs. Let you. Let. Don't allow any corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Praise, edifying, build up. Minister grace to the hearer. What a gift.
Yes.
Instead of, COVID something or other. I don't know. Wait a minute. Don't let anything come out of your mouth except something that will edify someone else. Build them up.
Yes.
You need being built up. That's good. That's fine. But you build someone else up.
Yes.
The giving, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Come right over to the 5th chapter and the 4th verse. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather the giving of thanks.
Yes.
You can replace all of that. All of this mess with the giving of thanks.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I remember, this is many years ago, and my being raised in a Southern Baptist home, I understood some of these things that this Baptist preacher was saying to me. And he knew that Gloria and I had been baptized in the Spirit. He knew that. But he was rather kind to me because he wanted me to fly him places when he needed, and I did that. And I took him to a West Texas town where there was a church split in this Baptist church. And he's moderating, and they were split right down the middle. This bunch sitting over here, pretty good sized church. I would say in there that evening, probably 450, 500 people. And of course, everybody wasn't there, and not everybody's that fouled up. They don't want any part of that. And here they were on the other side, and they're fussing. There's usually one knothead. Then he's the fusser. Yeah. He's got the rest of them all stirred up.
Yeah.
So the pastor would come up with this, and he'd, well, and then how about, and he'd just stand up and holler. And I was looking at the way the congregation of the building is made, and I'm just sitting back over here out of the way, where I was just off the platform there. And I thought, you know, I could go out back there the way we came in and go over there and sit down next to him and threaten him and just tell him, if you don't shut up, I'm going to take you outside and spank you. Just hush and sit down. I don't want to fly home in the middle of the night. Just... And about that time, it happened. I don't remember the exact words. You sit down and you shut your mouth. And it was over. One guy started all of that, and he was the little demon. He wasn't the demon. But the demon that split that church was in him. Once he sat down and shut up, everybody else, oh, well, sure. It was absolutely amazing. Now, that same man, very successful pastor, and he's in heaven now, but I have fond memories of him. He said to Gloria me, he was discussing all of these different things, and he said, you know, we know you Pentecostals do this, but we don't just go around saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, all the time. Well, I wasn't, you know, going to argue with him. And I'm thinking, why not? But bless his heart. But what did Jesus say? What does the Bible say? And I can paraphrase it like this. If you have thanksgiving in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. For whatever you're in your heart in abundance, the mouth speaks. Well, Brother Copeland, I just have a praise in my heart. I just don't lift my hands in public. And I just, you know, I just quietly thank God. Well, sweet thing, that is a lie.
Yes.
You don't have much praise in your heart. It's just, yeah, it's kind of, well, somebody, you know, says, well, I kind of do. How do you kind of do anything? Well, it's kind of like, well, is it like it or not? Jesus had a word for that. Let your word be yes and no. All the rest of it's junk or comes from evil. And that's true. So are you thankful or not?
Yes.
Well, kind of. You praise or no? Just, you could just tell the truth and start from there. Put away lying.
Yes.
You just sit there and lied about it.
Yes.
You're not thankful. You're teed off at God.
That's right.
He didn't do just what you wanted him to do.
Yes.
I'm just not speaking to you right now. Well, tell him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go through and say, Lord, I don't feel like talking to you right now. I'm pretty put out. It looked like to me that you should have done this and you didn't, but I know you're always right. You can never miss it. I could start now. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I don't know how long I could go in telling about times that I had to learn better than that. And I had a lot of pain in my body one time in Shreveport, right there in the church that Carolyn Savelle was raised in. And discussing it with medical doctors, they said it was true that I had a blood clot in my groin. The thing hurt so bad. And I'd get off of the platform, and it would hurt me terribly. I'd step out on the platform, the anointing would come, and the pain wasn't there. So I just laid down across the bed. You've heard me say this, but this is when I found it out. Lord, I missed it. See, he didn't miss it. Everything we ever prayed, we didn't inform him of anything. Right. It was just things we needed to pray, and he has already told us to seek, ask, and knock.
Yes. Yes.
He already knew it.
That's right.
But then we have a part in this. And on the earth, our part comes first.
Yes.
He's in heaven. We do our part in heaven, Acts.
That's correct. Yeah.
Well, in the prayer of agreement. Any two of you on earth shall touch anything that they ask.
Yes.
Then it will be done of my Father, which is in heaven.
That's right.
Whatever you bind on earth, then is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, then is loosed in heaven. Any two or three of you gather together in my name, there am I in the midst. Why? To carry out the agreement.
Yes. Yes.
But these conditions must be met.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So, with this praise, you put the praise in your mouth rather than all this griping and carrying on and But no, if it's that way, put the praise in your mouth now.
Yes. Yes.
And we're out of time, boys and girls. And Jeremy, let me tell you something, son. Mimi and I miss you, and you need to come see us. You understand that? But in the meantime, fix the end of this, all right?
Thank you, Papa. Sarah and I miss you all too, but listen, we want you to know how thankful we are for you, for your lives, for the example of faith that you've lived out in front of us and in front of so many people. We love you. We appreciate you both. And this Thanksgiving week, we are learning to live in the power of praise. See, we choose to put praise in our mouths and speak words of thanksgiving, and that's our way of life.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
The world around you says you've got to look out for yourself and compete to survive. But God's plan for you is the opposite. He created you to abide in the power of His love. Learn how God's peace and prosperity flow freely in your life when you know and believe the love He has for you. In this series, Kenneth Copeland will show you from the Word of God how love makes a way. No matter what challenges and obstacles arise, it positions you to succeed. Walking in love is tied to receiving the blessing of the Lord. Train your mind to stay in alignment with Him and the understanding that He loves you without limits. When you were born again, you were recreated in His image. You have the same spiritual DNA as Jesus, and that means you can now walk in love with God and people, just like Him. Enter into His rest and let the blessing work in your life. Know and believe God's love for you. When you know and believe the love of God and rest in it, the blessing takes over in your life and spills over to those around you. Request your free copy of Know and Believe the Love, a 15-message series by Kenneth Copeland. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you this Thanksgiving. Know and Believe the Love. This is a teaching series by Brother Copeland. And listen, if you've ever struggled with knowing that you're loved by God, this series will remove the uncertainty and help you settle the issue once and for all. God loves you, and He loves you without limits. Now, Kenneth Copeland shares straight from the Bible God's heart of compassion for you. This is 15 messages on the love of God that will answer questions for you and that will assure you beyond any doubt that God loves you. And this is going to fill your heart with praise, fill you up with thanksgiving, and that will help you live life protected and fulfilled in everything that God has planned for you. God is love, and that love never fails. So be sure to get your free series today on MP3 or DVD. Just go to kcm.org. Now, there is a very special event coming up at the end of this year that you will want to be a part of. It's called Victory First. Now, it starts on December 31st and it goes through January 3rd. And we encourage you to start the year in victory like you never have before. You are invited to join Kenneth Copeland right here at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. So plan to be there for these four power-packed days as we bring in the new year, but we bring it in victory. And this is going to be a great opportunity for you to fill up with the Word and to build your faith for 2022 and the days that are just in front of us. And we invite you to bring the whole family, celebrate with us, grow in faith, grow in victory together. Praise God. For more information about this meeting, visit us online at kcm.org. And then don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Brother Copeland will be back sharing about how Thanksgiving really is a lifestyle. And when you live every day in gratitude to God, you open the door to His power to change your life. You don't want to miss this broadcast. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. While you're online, you can also request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.